高三英语高考练习六。
1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Your cousin just called. They are stranded at the beach.
So they didn't manage to get a lift after all.
Question. What had the woman assumed about her cousins?
2. Have you asked your brother to wash the dishes?
Thousands of times.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 3. Tom and I are having a party next Friday. We wonder if you and Joe would be free to join us.
Sounds great, but I'd better talk to Joe before we say yes.
Question. What does the man mean? 4.
What a morning. My train usually takes 45 minutes, but today it took me over an hour to get to campus.
I saw signs in the station that construction will be going on for the next 3 months.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 5. Could you please tell me where I can find a CD by the Beatles?
Sure. It will be over there with all the CDs and pop rock. They are arranged alphabetically by group.
Question. In what kind of store does this conversation most probably take place? 6. What's Laura doing here today? I thought she was supposed to be out of the office on Mondays.
She decided she'd rather have Fridays off instead.
Question. What can be inferred about Laura? 7. I'm thinking of getting a new printer.
You'd invest in a laser printer. The print quality's much better.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. I must admit that since I started exercising, I've been feeling less tired.
What did I tell you?
Question. What does the man mean?
9. This room is freezing.
You can say that again.
Question. What does the woman mean? 10. Don't you want to have dinner before you go to your evening class?
I'll grab a snack at the break. That should hold me over till I get back.
Question. What will the woman probably do? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Google's glasses are more than just a clever device. Back in early 2012, before the world had heard of Google Glass, the tech world had rumors that Google, the search giant, was working hard to make special glasses. Google Glass is an attempt to free data from desktop computers and portable devices like phones and tablets and place it right in front of your eyes. Essentially, Google Glass is a camera, touchpad, battery, and microphone built into its frame so that you can set a display in your field of vision, film, take pictures, search and translate during your travel. Any function that requires you to look at a screen could be put in front of you. Controlling this data is tricky. With a microphone and touchpad on one arm of the frame, you can select what you want to do with a brief gesture or by talking to the device, and Google Glass will interpret your commands. Apple and Microsoft are Google's most obvious competition, and both are said to be working on their own equivalents. Sony and Baidu are also among the potential competitors. Is it a device that will change the life of, or even just prove useful to, the average consumer? Let's wait and see. Please listen again. Google's glasses are more than just a clever device. Back in early 2012, before the world had heard of Google Glass, the tech world had rumors that Google, the search giant, was working hard to make special glasses. Google Glass is an attempt to free data from desktop computers and portable devices like phones and tablets and place it right in front of your eyes. Essentially, Google Glass is a camera, touchpad, battery, and microphone built into its frame so that you can set a display in your field of vision, film, take pictures, search and translate during your travel. Any function that requires you to look at a screen could be put in front of you. Controlling this data is tricky. With a microphone and touchpad on one arm of the frame, you can select what you want to do with a brief gesture or by talking to the device, and Google Glass will interpret your commands. Apple and Microsoft are Google's most obvious competition, and both are said to be working on their own equivalents. Sony and Baidu are also among the potential competitors. Is it a device that will change the life of, or even just prove useful to, the average consumer? Let's wait and see. Questions 11. In what way is Google Glass special? How does a wearer of Google Glass control data? 13. What does the speaker think of Google Glass?
14-16 are based on the following passage. Human developed on a planet with a surface that is more than 70% water. Our bodies are also about 70% water. When there is no gravity, that water moves up toward the head, raising pressure in the skull. Arms and legs grow weaker at what is called zero gravity because they need no longer to push against the force of gravity. 5 years ago, astronauts who spent weeks in space reported a change in their eyesight. These astronauts were members of the crew on the International Space Station. Research showed a change in the shape of their eyes. Normally round eyeballs had become flat during time in space. The research also showed that the right eye was affected more than the left, and that men were more affected than women. Scientists could not find an explanation for the differences. Bone loss was one of the problems first reported by astronauts returning to Earth after longer stays in space. So scientists designed exercise machines to use on the space station. Tests showed that the exercise equipment helped space travelers keep their bones almost as strong as when they left Earth. There are other issues for astronauts who spend a long time in space. They may have problems eating and sleeping, but the biggest health issue is exposure to radiation. On Earth, human beings are protected by the atmosphere and the planet's magnetic field. In outer space, there is no such protection. Please listen again. Human developed on a planet with a surface that is more than 70% water. Our bodies are also about 70% water. When there is no gravity, that water moves up toward the head, raising pressure in the skull. Arms and legs grow weaker at what is called zero gravity because they need no longer to push against the force of gravity. 5 years ago, astronauts who spent weeks in space reported a change in their eyesight. These astronauts were members of the crew on the International Space Station. Research showed a change in the shape of their eyes. Normally round eyeballs had become flat during time in space. The research also showed that the right eye was affected more than the left, and that men were more affected than women. Scientists could not find an explanation for the differences. Bone loss was one of the problems first reported by astronauts returning to Earth after longer stays in space. So scientists designed exercise machines to use on the space station. Tests showed that the exercise equipment helped space travelers keep their bones almost as strong as when they left Earth. There are other issues for astronauts who spend a long time in space. They may have problems eating and sleeping. But the biggest health issue is exposure to radiation. On Earth, human beings are protected by the atmosphere and the planet's magnetic field. In outer space, there is no such protection. Questions 14. Which of the following health problems for astronauts is not mentioned in the passage? Question 15. How do astronauts prevent bone loss in space? Question 16. What is the main idea of the passage? Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following conversation.
I am exhausted. My new advanced exercise class is so hard.
Why advanced?
My instructor thought that the beginner's class was too easy for me.
Too easy for you?
Don't laugh. In the beginner's class, they give you a chance to rest between exercises.
So?
The advanced class is non-stop.
I lift weights every morning for 60 minutes without stopping. No problem.
Listen, Richard, doing aerobics for an hour is a lot different from lifting weights.
Yeah, quite a bit different. I think aerobics is easy. I could work out in your class with no problem.
You think so?
Yeah, no doubt. When is the next class?
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Try it.
Tomorrow morning after lifting weight, I will try aerobics.
I guess you are not going to be able to move after both of them.
Are you kidding me? It's a piece of cake. You want to bet?
Yeah, what's the bet?
I bet I can go 1 hour in your class tomorrow morning and not feel a thing.
The bet is I win and you cook dinner for the entire family. Or you win and I cook dinner for the entire family.
Please listen again.
I am exhausted. My new advanced exercise class is so hard.
Why advanced?
My instructor thought that the beginner's class was too easy for me.
Too easy for you?
Don't laugh. In the beginner's class, they give you a chance to rest between exercises.
So?
The advanced class is non-stop.
I lift weights every morning for 60 minutes without stopping. No problem.
Listen, Richard, doing aerobics for an hour is a lot different from lifting weights.
Yeah, quite a bit different. I think aerobics is easy. I could work out in your class with no problem.
You think so?
Yeah, no doubt. When is the next class?
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Try it.
Tomorrow morning after lifting weights, I will try aerobics.
I guess you are not going to be able to move after both of them.
Are you kidding me? It's a piece of cake. You want to bet?
Yeah, what's the bet?
I bet I can go 1 hour in your class tomorrow morning and not feel a thing.
The bet is I win and you cook dinner for the entire family. Or you win and I cook dinner for the entire family.
Questions 17. Why does the woman feel tired?
Question 18. What does the man do every morning?
Nineteen. When will the man go to the woman's exercise class?
Twenty. What is their bet?